Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joining us now on the Gas Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, he is David Haw of Mully & Haw on 670 The Score in Chicago. Follow him on X at David Haw. Mr. Haw, I would assume you are happy, in a good mood, and ready to roll for Sunday.
Good afternoon, Sparky. Great to join you. First of all, I am in a good mood. I am looking forward to Sunday, but I just want to commend you. 19 years with the toy drive. What a commitment, and it's just really exemplary what you do and all the kids that you help bring smiles to this holiday season. Very impressive, and I just want to say total respect for the initiative and just the commitment to a great cause.
I appreciate it so much. We had on our president and GM of the Brewers yesterday, Matt Arnold, and you'll be happy to know I did not reference the trader's name once in the entire interview. Never came up, never brought it up. Very proud of myself about that. So you're excited. You're excited about the Bears. I understand. I said I don't know how cocky he may be coming on about how good his Bears are, but I said you should be cocky, and you should be happy and pumped and ready to go on this thing coming in. I think Bears fans look at this game and Packers fans look at this game are probably different as far as how both fan bases are looking at it. You could talk from the Bears fans' perspective and what you're dealing with on the score from a listener perspective and then your own perspective.
I think that fans are overjoyed and very confident that this is a team that, because of Ben Johnson, the type of coach which, frankly, I don't think they've ever experienced, there is a possibility of bigger things than maybe people envisioned or imagined. The expectations have been adjusted, and right now people are thinking bigger than just winning season in Ben Johnson's first year. They're thinking division title. They're thinking playoff victory. And dare I say it, as we sit here today, I can't even believe it, but the Bears are the number one seed, as you know, in Green Bay, and all roads to the Super Bowl go through Chicago. So it's somewhat silly to put it in those terms, but that is a testament to what Ben Johnson has done very quickly. He has changed the culture. It is cliche, but when you sit through and cover as many losing seasons as I have here covering this outfit, you know it when you see it, and Ben Johnson has changed everything.
I agree with you on Ben Johnson 100%. Here's my next thing. The last time y'all were in a Super Bowl was against the Colts, and as a Colts fan, I'm not going to bring up what happened. But going to the Super Bowl that year, that defense was led by a crazy amount of turnovers, damn near in every game. They were able to get turnovers against the opposing offense. What is it? Mike Brown had an unbelievable year and so forth, and that's kind of what drove this defense. Comparing that defense to what this defense looks like right now, is there a comparison really between the two?
I don't think that the comparison to the 2006 defense is apt, because that defense, to me, had Hall of Fame caliber players at every level. Ryan Urlacher and Lance Briggs, you know, in the linebacking core. Charles Tillman was a cornerback in the peanut punch. Nathan Basher was a guy who had a lot of picks. And up front, you had Tommy Harris setting the tone with Julius Peppers. Or Julius Peppers wasn't on the 2006 team. But you had a lot of guys who were at a higher level than this defense. frankly, Sparky, to be honest, this defense, I think, is overachieved. It is vulnerable against the run. Its linebackers are compromised by injury, and they've been the beneficiary of some really good defensive back play. Kevin Byard is playing as well as he ever has, baiting quarterbacks into throwing the ball to him. And Nashawn Wright has been a revelation. He was a camp body, essentially. Yep. Had to come forward with Jalen Johnson and went down, and he's now the NFC Defensive Player of the Month in November. So he has 8 takeaways, more than some teams, and that has been really what the Bears have relied upon. I don't want to say it's been fluky, but I don't know how long you can sustain that approach defensively, because Dennis Allen, as a defensive coordinator, has been aggressive, but he's been also very deceptive. 1 week against Mason Rudolph, they'll sit back and let everything be completed in front of them, and then against Jalen Hurts, the guy you wouldn't expect them to blitz, they came after him 1 out of every 2 downs in the first half. This is a very smart defensive football.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
David Haugh, Mully and Haugh in the morning on 670 The Score. Follow him on Twitter at David Haugh as well. I want to talk a little bit more about this Bears offense on the other side. We talked about this, I think it was yesterday, about this ground game that seemingly has taken off for the Chicago Bears. And I understand they spent some money in free agency, bringing in some oldies but goodies like Ryan Kelly on that offensive line and so forth. I get that. But there's a part of me that looks at this and goes, hey, man, if this is a different play caller or a different head coach, I don't know if it's working like this, because I think Ben Johnson schematically is the best run designer in football today.
It's a good observation. What he's done is complement a very highly paid offensive line interior, because you do have Drew Dahlman, Joe Tooney, and Jonah Jackson. Those are the three guys in the middle. You've got a draft pick in Darnell Wright at right tackle, and then the Trapillo probably will play left tackle on Sunday for the Bears. That's their offensive line. But Ben Johnson, the thing that he said on day one has come true. He makes the same look different and the different looks the same. And they use a combination of misdirection and pre-snap motion to just keep the defensive line and linebackers a little bit off balance. And then the zone scheme allows tight ends to get good angles, the pulling linemen to be exactly where they need to be, and the running backs have been reading their blocks and having great vision. So Kyle Manungai and DeAndre Swift have been a very potent 1-2 combination. That combined with Ben Johnson's acumen calling running plays, and this is a dangerous football team because they do it the old-fashioned way. They run it down your throat, and the Eagles did not know what hit them. The Bears dominated that football game, and that's not an exaggeration from a provincial local talk show host. That's statistically looking at 47 carries for 281 yards and 40 minutes of ball possession. That says they dominated that football game.
I've been saying that if this game is a 50-50 run-pass split for the Bears, the Packers win and may win going away. However, if this looks anything like their last game where they're running 2-1 on pass plays, then I think this game is close and potentially a Bears victory at that. Because if they run the ball really well, that's going to keep Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary and these guys from pinning their ears back and going at Caleb Williams. That has to be the number one and main goal, I think, for this Packers defense, to see if Caleb Williams can actually beat this Packers secondary.
The way he did last January?
I'm old, man. I don't remember that far back, man. I don't know what you're talking
about. Caleb is undefeated at Lambeau. That's something that has been making the rounds this week. But here's the point, which is the valid point here. Micah Parsons cannot line up and know the Bears are going to pass because they have to. He has to line up not knowing whether they're going to run or pass. And in that split second of indecision, the Bears have to take advantage of a guy who can wreck any game plan. I have the ultimate respect for Micah Parsons and his ability to make the Packers different this season and to make the game on Sunday a different outcome than the Bears might want, because I have seen him do it, as you have. And that, to me, is how the Bears approach that problem is going to answer whether or not they win or lose.
Talking with David Haw of 670 The Score. Follow him on Twitter at David Haw. Injuries obviously have been a thing you have battled. Most teams in the NFL have battled the same thing, like the Green Bay Packers. Packers are looking at some guys potentially coming back this week. It appears that Bears defense with linebackers and corners could be the healthiest it's been in quite some time.
Yeah, because they have been really banged up. Now, Tremaine Edmonds won't play. TJ Edwards might. Those two linebackers have been missing at different times all season long. I think they've only played a couple games together. The secondary is getting whole and healthier. Jalen Johnson, you might see him for 80% of the snaps. And Kyler Gordon is back, and C.J. Gardner-Johnson has been a pickup that has paid dividends. So they are healthy, they have confidence, and they're playing with the freedom that winning teams play with that is giving them a sense of that aggression is the way they create takeaways. And when they're healthy, they're even more dangerous than they're getting healthier.
All right, David Haw, prediction time. What you got?
Well, I think you'll be shocked to know that at the beginning of the season, after the Parsons trade, I picked the Packers to win the NFC. So I do look at this game. I'm as surprised as anybody in Chicago that the Bears have 9 victories right now. I had that for their season win total. I have a ton of respect for Green Bay and Matt LaFleur. I think that the series this year could be split, but I have a hard time seeing the Bears win on Sunday. I think it's 31-28 Packers.
Having said that, you think they win if they win back in Chicago if they lose on against the Packers this week?
I think that if the Bears lose 31-28 on Sunday, Saturday night on the lakefront on December 20th is going to be worth the trip from Wisconsin for any Bears fan that wants to see the Bears win. Because if they lose on Sunday, there's no way they're losing on Saturday night.
See, that's my thing. Whoever wins this game is going to have all the pressure and the weight of the world on their shoulders that night in Chicago, because if you get swept, it's over. You're definitely not winning the division, and it may cost you a playoff spot on top of that if you're not careful. I mean, the Packers have Denver in the middle of this, which is not going to be an easy game for the Green Bay Packers. They like to run the ball too, so three physical contests in a row for this defense to deal with. David Haw, as always, appreciate you coming on, man. Have a good weekend, and let's see what happens.
Great stuff, Sparky, anytime.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.